do you ever say something you don't really mean?
That's lying.
Yes, but sometimes it doesn't seem like you are lying. Sometimes you say things just because you know that's what others want you to say.
Well, like Mommy says to Chrissy, say your side. He says it, but he doesn't mean it.
I do so, most of the time anyway.
That's a little like what I mean. You say you're sorry, but all the time, the way you act shows what you really feel.
I guess so.
That's the way it was with Billy, Mary, and Steve's friend, Ruth. Billy, Mary, Steve, and Ruth were friends. In fact, they were neighbors. They all went to the same school, and they all went to the same Sunday school. They played together a lot. But there was one trouble. Ruth often got angry at the least little thing. And when she got angry, she would yell and pout and walk by herself and even tell lies about the others at school.
She wasn't very nice at all.
No, sometimes she wasn't. But on the other hand, at school, Ruth got the best grades. She was the best speller. She could write the best. She was best at memorizing. No matter how hard Billy and Mary and Steve worked, Ruth always beat them in school. One morning, their Sunday school teacher said,
I have a gospel alphabet. That is, one Bible verse for each letter of the alphabet. Now, I'm going to give each of you in class a copy. We'll talk about what every verse means in class, and each one of you who learns all 26 verses by June will have a nice treat. We'll all go on a trip to the zoo.
Wasn't this going to be fun? Of course, Billy, Mary, Steve, and Ruth wanted to go to the zoo, and the next Saturday, Billy called all his friends on the phone.
Mom says if you come over to my house, she'll give us the letters of the alphabet, and we can say the verses to her. That is, the verses we know.
And a few minutes later, they were all sitting on the living room floor.
All right, Steve. A. A. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Romans 3:23. Good, Steve. Now your turn, Ruth. B.
That's easy. B. Be ye kind one to another. Ephesians 4:32.
All right. Now you, Mary. C.
C. C. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are, come unto me, all ye that labor and are...
Heavy laden, you dumbbell. That's an easy verse. Any dumbbell would know that verse. Listen, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. See how easy it is? What makes you so dumb, Mary? You'll never get to any zoo if you can't learn verses any better than that.
Mary, I thought you were over at Billy's house learning that gospel alphabet.
I don't like Ruth. I'm never going to play with her again. She's mean. That's what she is. She's a mean girl.
Tell me what happened.
She's always doing mean things to all of us. Now she says that I'm dumb and I'll never go to the zoo. She said that just because I made one little mistake.
You're not dumb, honey. Maybe Ruth is a little smarter in some things than you and Billy or Steve, but you're all smart children.
Ruth is smart, Mother. She learns real fast. She knows lots and lots of Bible verses. Mother, how can Ruth know so many Bible verses and be so mean? She pouts and fights, and the other day she hit a little girl smaller than her, real hard. Billy and Steve don't know half as many Bible verses as Ruth, but they don't brag and hit people. They're nice, Mother. How come Ruth isn't as nice when she knows so many Bible verses?
That's a good question, Mary. You see, Ruth knows the Bible verses, but you and Steve and Billy know Jesus. Those verses Ruth knows are in her head, not in her heart.
Oh.
Here's something I want you to remember, Mary. It's better to know only one Bible verse and obey it, do what it says, than to know a great many Bible verses and not do what they say.
I think I better start doing B and G.
B and G?
Be kind one to another. And G. Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. We should all be kind to Ruth and try to help her to let Jesus into her heart.
I think that's very fine, Mary.
Oh, Mother, wouldn't it be terrible if Ruth was so smart that she could learn lots of verses and she still couldn't get into heaven because she didn't know Jesus?
That would be awful.
I think I'll go back to Billy's house and say the verses. Know what I just thought of?
What?
I guess to know one verse and obey it is good, all right, but to know 10 verses and to obey them is better. And to know 100 verses and do what they say is best of all.
Mary isn't a dumbbell. She's smart.
Yes, she is. And so is every boy and girl who learns what God wants and then does it.